Movies for the weekend. Want to get out? Got a couple new ones. Kevin Carr joins me from FatGuysTheMovies.com on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Den of Thieves, Forever My Girl out this weekend. We also have 12 Strong and Hostiles, a bit of a post-Civil War Western, I guess. Let's start with Hostiles first. Christian Bale in this thing, right?
Yeah, Christian Bale plays a Union captain who is he's best known for basically killing Indians during the huge conflict that went on, and of course there's a new world coming and things are changing, and he is tasked with taking an Indian chief who also has had a pretty sordid history of violence over the last several years, but escorting him back to his tribe land, back west, all the way out to Wyoming, I believe, and it's him struggling with the change of time, the fact that he has to basically be the escort for his enemy and struggling with the decisions there, and then along the way they meet a woman who's been widowed and terrified by a rogue Indian tribe. And it's kind of like Unforgiven. It's trying to be like Unforgiven, where it's bringing in the regret and the we shouldn't have done that, and sort of reconciling your past. It has all the elements of a Western. My biggest problem with it is that it's so grim and bleak and heavy, and it's sort of like a Western done. It's a Western overdone in a lot of ways to me.
How's Bale in it?
Well, he's good. I mean, he plays sort of like, you remember in The Dark Knight Rising when he was sort of with the hobo beard and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically if that version of Bruce Wayne went to the post-Civil War to escort an Indian chief.
I got it. All right, Hostiles out this weekend. Well, horses are big. We got Chris Hemsworth is on a horse, too, this weekend. 12 Strong. Interesting storyline. Actually came out of a pretty successful book called Horse Soldiers. Tell me about 12 Strong.
Well, this is the story of basically the first wave of American response to the Taliban after 9/11. It takes place in October of 2001, where Chris Hemsworth takes basically a special team of soldiers, and they have to go into Afghanistan to try to go after Al Qaeda and avenge what was going on and try and stop all of the terrorist cells that were building at the time. Now, of course, if you know anything about military history, Afghanistan was always a troubled spot and very difficult for a lot of other, historically, everyone from all the way back to Alexander the Great to conquer it, and it's a way that he and his team work to go after it. It's complex, and that's of course, because that's the way it was. So it is a little bit hard to follow, you know, strategically and militarily. But it's a well-done movie, and, it has a couple corny moments, but overall, I think it makes the most of the situation of trying to explain exactly what the objective was in that specific mission.
If you're old enough to remember when we went into Afghanistan officially, there were reports that we already had the special forces on the ground, and this really is what plays out, I guess. The guys that were on horses early on, then, huh?
Yeah, having to kind of go old school and sort of get your feet wet into the land there before you really go in.
All right, 12 Strong out this weekend, Hostiles, Forever My Girl, Den of Thieves, too, also at the movies. Kevin Carr is at FatGuysTheMovies.com. Check his website out before you get out and check out a flick this weekend. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, thank you.